This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
If Matthew Renda has his way, downtown Minden will never be the same again. He and his fellow members of the newly formed Minden Business Working Group plan on changing the look and feel of the downtown core, making it a tourist and shopper's destination after years of neglect.
Our town main strip is just dated. It's old looking. It's not very tourist friendly. It needs some love. So the goal is to give it some love, give Minden some life, to drive people back to the core. And then that should cause a ripple effect to the businesses throughout the county, like throughout Minden Township, because unfortunately we can't focus on, you know, Carnarvon and Gallert and, you know, Ingalls. We can't. It's so big of an area to do, but we're just hoping that if we get more people to the core, you know, and put up some nice advertising of other businesses around the area, that there will be a ripple effect.
Renda, who owns Bosch Kung Social, says attempts have been made by business owners in Minden several times in the past to revitalize and reimagine the downtown core, but all failed to make real change. Renda's role as first vice president on the Haliburton Highlands Chamber of Commerce helped facilitate the timely formation of the working group under the chamber umbrella, and now he's the working group's chair. At the first meeting, more than 42 business owners and interested parties were present. The interest, work ethic, and passion of the group's members are turning naysayers into believers. And this time, the dream of creating an attractive, appealing, and enticing downtown will come true, Renda says. And the cherry on top? Is Minden Hills Council supports the initiative.
The township has been very supportive. You know, we had at our last meeting at the Legion, we had all the town council there, which was a bit of a shock for me personally. So we had all of council there. So they felt the vision and the passion, and you know, as much as it's their town, it's our town, right? Like we, you know, without businesses in the town, we would just be like, it's just a hollow shell, right? So they're supportive. We're currently working on them to get some permits done for some road closures and, you know, some plans in action so we can get painting and stuff like that. There's going to be hiccups. There's going to be some, you know, battles and stuff like that, but that's just business, right? That's the advocacy part of this group. We're hoping that businesses, when they need something from town and are struggling, they're not alone. They have a group now of like-minded people that they can come to us and we can help kind of represent them or show our support. So the town has been supportive. The county has been phenomenal. You know, Scott Orville, Angelica, like they've all been so great with us. And they're here to help and, you know, help with some funding and some work and some time and some, you know, some just love. I think that's the key, is like you can put all the time and money in, but if you don't love the area, you don't love what we're doing and you just don't see it as a bigger goal, it's just not going to work. I do this because I love it, right? And it's the same thing with everybody in the business group. They're doing this because they love Minden, they care about Minden, and they just want to see us grow.
Renda, who grew up in Pickering, has spent the last 15 years in the beer industry. Since he was working for a brewery in Fenland Falls, the drive to the Durham region became unmanageable. So he and his wife, Debbie, bought a home in Minden back in 2020. Renda switched jobs, joined the Bosch Kung family as a taproom manager, then GM, and today the couple owns and operates Bosch Kung Social, a staple in the community. Renda says it didn't take long before the town grew on him, and that's why he wants to make it the best it can be.
We've had this for 2023. I brought Deb on last year, so now it's Deb and I. Minden's home, right? It's we love it. You know, we've made some good friends and connections here. I love it here. Minden's home. Minden is just so community focused. And I think it just needs to be unlocked in people, right? The amount of groups that we have, like Rotary Lions, Kingsmen, like that do amazing things in the community, the support to the food bank, and just the volunteer support. I think what really shows the community side is, and we talk about it here all the time, is just like the Horticultural Society, right? The Minden flowers are always so beautiful. And that's volunteers. That's people that are doing it because they love it. And, you know, I hired them to do our flowers here last year at the brewery because we love what they do. So for me, it just shows the care and the love. And I think it's just for so long, it's just been status quo. And I think now there's a bit more energy in town. You know, we're kind of through all the crappy pandemic years. People are now starting to venture out a little bit and spend a little bit more. And I think there's just an energy around that we need to kind of harness. So I think if we don't bite the bullet now and do it, we're going to miss our opportunity to grab that energy. So I think that's important. I think Minden is super community focused and we feel it here. You know, we do a lot of community charity events and stuff at the food bank and we always get a great turnout. So it just shows people care about where they're living. It's not just another place, right? Like I lived in Durham region my whole life and it never felt like a community, right? The stores aren't small businesses. You know, there's a lot of corporate. You don't know your neighbors. You don't know the people down the street. I can barely walk through a grocery store without talking to somebody I know. And you know, maybe that's because I have a pretty recognizable face, but I think just that's a great thing, right? That's a great thing that you can call on people and they're there for you. So it's the community in Minden that I think that what makes us thrive.
Job one on the list of deliverables for the Minden Business Working Group is giving the downtown businesses a bit of a makeover. Renda says a community painting day is planned for the spring to give all businesses a cohesive and classy vibe. More projects will come with time, he says, but could include a Minden Moose mascot, flags on Highway 35, and a clock tower in the downtown core.
Step one for us is painting Main Street. We're working with the town right now for permits. Jim Ecclestone has been, you know, kind of a heartbeat for us, that for a guy that's 82 years old, man, he's got more energy than me who's 39. So having him and embracing him, and that's just again shows the community. That's a gentleman that has a cottage on Gull Lake that just loves Minden. He owns the Rockcliffe building. Obviously he's trying to get that building, you know, looking a little nicer. The goal is to paint Main Street because, you know, it might seem like a small task, it's a big task, but it will give a big impact that when people drive through town, they're like, man, this place looks fresh and bright and inviting versus, you know, the boarded up windows and the vacant buildings and the just stuff you don't want to see when you drive through a town. So I think step one is to beautify Main Street. Step two would be some, you know, more community events. Get behind the events that we currently have in our community. You know, the Rotary Fest, the Haliburton County Fair, stuff that happened in Minden, and kind of boost them and give them more life. The group that we have are all business owners, some that have been in this community for years and years and years, and some that are new. Right. You know, we have Avi from Burnt Crust. That's a new person, a new business, right? New energy. But then you have Sean from Ohm, who has been in this community for years and is established. And, you know, he's part of that group that tried to start a committee years and years ago. So there's a broad spectrum of businesses and personalities and people, but all with that goal of just making Minden something special.
The Minden Business Working Group is inviting the whole community to come out and help paint the downtown on April 18th and 25th, weather permitting. There are already 32 people signed up to take part in the event so far. Renda says they need both volunteers to pick up a brush, but also professional contractors as well. For more information or to sign up, visit the Life in Minden pages on both Facebook and Instagram. You can also send them an email at mindenbusinesswg@gmail.com.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.